pre-trial impeachment proceedings in the West Virginia Senate kicked off Tuesday with a roller coaster that still leaves all four impeached justices standing trial. As Dave Mistich reports, there were efforts to publicly reprimand Chief Justice Margaret Workman and Justice Beth Walker, and dismiss the case against now-retired Justice Robin Davis. But those measures failed.
The House of Delegates Board of Managers, a group of delegates functioning as prosecutors, offered an agreement to Workman and Walker to accept responsibility for lavish court spending, acknowledge the need for updated policies, and implement reforms. Chief Justice Workman was named in Articles 4 and 6 of the Articles of Impeachment, which allege overpayment of senior status judges. Chief Justice Workman and Justice Walker were named in Article 14, which allege that the justices of the Supreme Court of Appeals generally and collectively failed to provide administrative oversight of the court. House Judiciary Chairman and Impeachment Manager John Schott introduced the proposed agreement by saying that the Board of Managers believe the censure, in lieu of making Workman and Walker stand trial and risk removal from office, was a fair settlement.
And we have reached an agreement which we think will address the goals that the House laid out when we undertook this process. Basically those goals, as I indicate, accountability, but a foundation to rebuild public trust in the judiciary branch, as I said, is so indispensable to the operation of our system of government.
Delegate Andrew Byrd on the Board of Managers read the proposed agreement.
Respondents Chief Justice Margaret L. Workman and Justice Elizabeth D. Walker, together with the Board of Managers of the West Virginia House of Delegates for the impeachment trials pending in the West Virginia Senate, jointly agreed.
Ben Bailey of Bailey and Glasser addressed the Senate and iterated Workman's agreement to the terms of censure.
Most of what the House sought to achieve when it started down this road has been achieved.
One of Walker's attorneys, Mike Hissom of Hissom, Foreman, Donovan, and Ritchie, delivered similar sentiments on behalf of his client.
We are convinced, certain, that the members of this court would see that Justice Walker, at the end of that trial, did not commit any offense that would merit her removal from office under the West Virginia Constitution. Nevertheless, Justice Walker has acknowledged responsibility for the court's spending, including on the justices' personal offices.
Both attorneys stated their clients would mount a defense to the articles of impeachment should the Senate not agree to the censure resolution. In the end, they will. After returning to the chamber following a more than three-hour recess, Majority Leader Ryan Ferns called a point of order on Senate Resolution 204, which proposed the censure of Workman and Walker.
Mr. President, I question whether or not it's proper for the Senate to consider a resolution that presupposes any innocence or guilt with articles of impeachment pending without having heard any evidence.
Senators from both parties huddled around the president's podium for a few moments before Senate President Mitch Carmichael ruled the resolution out of order, leaving Workman and Walker forced to stand trial. Walker's trial is set to begin October 1st, while Workman's trial will begin October 15th. A motion to dismiss articles of impeachment against former Justice Robin Davis, who retired one day after being named in the adopted articles of impeachment, also failed. Senator Charles Trump moved to dismiss the articles against Davis, which targeted her for her role in the overpayment of senior status judges, lavish spending on renovations to her court offices, and a lack of administrative oversight of the judicial branch.
Thank you, Your Honor. I move pursuant to Rule 13 that articles of impeachment adopted by the House of Delegates as to former Justice Robin Davis, and those are specifically Article 2, Article 4, Article 5, and Article 14. Now, some of those embrace and accuse more than one justice, but insofar as they relate to former Justice Davis only, I move for their dismissal.
With some senators challenging the possibility of Davis still being eligible to be deemed a senior status judge at the discretion of a future Supreme Court, and others saying that they had yet to hear the evidence, the motion to dismiss charges against her failed on a 15-19 vote. Remarkably, not at all decided by party.
If so, the clerk will close the machine and ascertain the results. On this question of 15 yay, 19 nay, I declare the motion lost.
Davis's trial is set for October 29th. Suspended Justice Alan Loffrey was charged in impeachment articles for using state resources, including vehicles, furniture, and computers, for private gain, lavish spending on office renovations, the overpayment of senior status judges, and failing to provide administrative oversight of the court. He has also pleaded not guilty to 25 counts of federal charges, including fraud, witness tampering, making false statements, and obstruction. His impeachment trial is set for November 12th, after his criminal trial is set to begin October 2nd. A fifth justice, Menas Ketchum, retired one day before an investigation into impeachment of the court began and was subsequently not named in any of the adopted articles. He has pleaded guilty to one federal charge of fraud. The Senate has recessed until October 1st. When Walker's impeachment trial will begin. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich at the Capitol.